Good evening once again, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and it's Audio Mo day number 16. And you may have heard my day 15 boo, which was recorded only about an hour ago. I've been working the night shift. Yes, I'm a regular guy with a regular job. So I've been finding it hard really to keep up my pursuit of learning more about local history. But that was the last night shift out of the way. So where am I today? Well, I'm in the old mining town of Claycross in northeast Derbyshire, which is, I suppose you could say, the nearest little town to me. I've just dealt with the manic place that is Tesco. I had my earphones in, being totally antisocial, and I was singing along to the Smiths. I got a few strange looks, but big mouth strikes again. Okay, never mind. Right, local history. So where I am now, I'm standing directly above, I can't help it, sorry, it's my Derbyshire dialect, I'm standing next above the Claycross Tunnel, which is 1,631 metres long, and it's on the former North Midland Railway line near Claycross in Derbyshire. I'm reading this from Wikipedia, as you can tell, but it's now part of the Midland Main Line. It begins at the former Derbyshire summit of the line, also the highest point of the whole line, just after the old Stretton Railway Station, situated at the watershed of the rivers Amber and Rother. I know that's kind of not true. I know where the start of the river Rother is. But it is the watershed, I suppose. And back to where I was going. It was completed by George Stephenson in 1839. The legendary George Stephenson. The first ever guy to use steam power and on a railway line. The guy that invented the first steam-powered locomotive. So it says here, Claycross is directly above it, the tunnel that is, and there are ventilation shafts in the marketplace. Or the Market Street, and that is where I'm stood now. That's where I'm standing now, right next to it. And there's been a lot of new development here. As I said, there's the Tesco just nearby, and I'm sure it was a bit of a golden handshake, but as part of the agreement to build that, they've totally regenerated the town centre. It's only a small town, but if I look around now, we've got a new pharmacy. Woohoo! We've got a Bernardo's charity shop, and we've also got a Domino's pizza. Not that I'll be going there tonight. But I am very pleased to see that they have totally rejuvenated the air shafts for this ancient tunnel. Ancient, 1839. It's quite old. So it says, until the building of the tunnel, note, no deep prospecting for minerals has been carried out. The discovery of coal and iron led to George Stephenson moving to Tapton House near Chesterfield with a group of others. He bought a tract of land north of the tunnel and set up a company, George Stephenson & Co., later renamed the Claycross Company, and basically opened this place up, this area, to mining. But it is a great looking thing, and I'm sure there are thousands of shafts like this all around the world. But I'm just walking around it now. I'm going to apologise for the noise in the background. I did say that this is right next to the Tesco, so every man and his proverbial dog are going there this evening. But they've done it just yet, actually. It's one of those things that I've seen quite a lot over the years. I know where there's one more just around about 200 metres further down, which they've done something similar to, and there are numerous air shafts like this along the top of the tunnel. But as I say, I'm quite pleased to see that they've actually made it a bit of a feature, really, in this like new development. It's got 8 lights all the way around it, illuminating it nicely, and there's some nice public seating around it. But who'd have thought? 1839, and it was built by the legendary George Stephenson. It really is great, and I'm so pleased that I decided to take it upon myself to do this little bit of a challenge for Audio Mo to learn more about local history. I know over the last like 4 or 5 days I've wavered, but I have been trying to get involved with the conversation that's going off across Audio Boo and Twitter, and trying to involve myself a little bit more. But now, as I say, I've finished night, so I'm going to get back to the task in hand of learning more about local history. Okay, so from the noise and raucous that is Claycross Town Centre, I'll bid you farewell, and I'll say bye for now, and I'll speak to you all again soon. I've just come back onto this boo, and just something made me laugh. Obviously, I'm stood here talking into my phone and basically just walking around this cylindrical object, and the pharmacy nearby, all the people are just stood in there looking like amazed at what is this stupid guy doing. I'm documenting local history, folks. One day you'll appreciate this just as much as I have. Sorry about the dog barking. Bye for now.